Well, we're in a situation with broadband where the contract, which was supposed to be in place long ago, is actually not even on the table yet. We have catastrophe after catastrophe with different groups pulling out. There's the development over the weekend where one part of the last consortium that's in for the contract has actually pulled out of it. It's really devastating to the whole prospect of this ever happening. And many people living in rural areas are really concerned that they're never going to get adequate broadband. And certainly I know the situation in a lot of parts of Leitrim, parts of South Donegal, and indeed in rural Sligo, we have similar situations where people are dependent on broadband coming from an aerial on a hill somewhere. And I was in a house the other day and they said they had good broadband, but when they went to send an email, it was gone, and it goes up and down and up and down. And that's the same experience for the vast majority of people living in rural Ireland. The commitment and programme for government is that they would deliver fibre optic broadband to everywhere before 2021, and they were actually said that 85% would get them in the first 2 years. We are nowhere near that. We need to go back and recognise that the only way in which broadband can be delivered to houses is through the ESB networks, which is still state-owned.
The Department of Communications, in a statement to us, says the National Broadband Plan remains on track.
Absolute nonsense. You know, it's somebody somewhere is living in cloud cuckoo land if they think that it remains on track. Like, it's just, how could it remain on track when you have supposed to be a competitive tender process with only one person left in the tender process? How could it remain on track when the one group that's left in the tender process is actually falling asunder and they're even pulling out? If rural electrification could be provided in the 50s when there was practically nothing in the country, what is preventing it now?